Glad he told you not to do drugs. He's telling you to go to church. That's a deception. I just told you, Jesus said if you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Yeah. You got to understand something. Ready? The Bible, I want you to become a Berean, and I'd like to help you. A Berean means somebody that studies and tests everything to the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I want you to test everything I tell you to the Word of God. Get a King James Bible app or a new King James Bible app. All right. The Bible says that Satan sends his workers as ministers of righteousness and wolves in sheep's clothing. What does that mean? They look they're really built with God. They want to talk about a lot of people. You know, Satan's very active. His workers are very busy. Your friend Lance might have good intentions, but what if he's deceived and being used of Satan with a bunch of false doctrine? I believe he is.
Yeah.
And he's going to deceive you as well. And I don't want that for you. I want you to go in the Word.
Yeah.
I want you to be born of the gospel if you're not, and I want you to follow Christ and his word and not all these. Satan. Satan is having his way with men like Lance and Isaiah Salvador. He introduced you to Isaiah Salvador?
I didn't meet him.
I'm saying Lance did. That's how you knew about Elvis.
Yeah, I think I actually seen him online, and then like a month later, I was
ready?
Like, whoa.
You want to know how crazy it is?
It's crazy. This is like in my. I am seeing everything.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
There's a guy called Greg Locke. Down in Tennessee, where he's now part of these deliverance guys. He had a guy, another crazy deliverance guy called Alexander Pagani. This guy literally is on stage. I got video of him. It's on my website, exposing him. He's on stage, and there's a black guy standing on stage, and the black guy's kind of like doing this kind of thing, and he is casting out the demons of masturbation from his hands. I'm ashamed I even got to say that.
Right.
He's going, come out, demons. Come out, demons. The guy's going,
that's what I mean, yeah.
Demons don't inhabit your hands. If some guy's masturbating, that's from his heart and his lust. It has nothing to do with a demon. Now, can demons attack you and tempt you? Of course they can. They don't control you.
Okay.
If you're a believer. Now, can demons be in unbelievers and control them? Oh, yeah, we see in the Bible they get thrown in fire, they cut themselves. We're talking about believers here. We're talking about believers, people that are showing up somewhere, claiming to be Christians, and then they're all saying we got demons. This is all mass hysteria, deception in the last days. Satan is setting up his last days deception with signs and wonders to deceive people into the last days deception of signs and miracles. He's got people like Lance following signs and wonders, and when the Antichrist comes, guess what they're going to follow? Signs and wonders. Mm. You want to follow the Word of God and Jesus Christ. That makes sense? All of that stuff is not of God, I can promise you. And here's what the cost is. So you look up to this Lance, he's been nice to you, you said he's nice, he takes, you know, gives you some advice. He gives you bad advice about going to church and such. Here's what the cost is to follow Christ. God freely gives eternal life, but the cost is you got to lose your life. Jesus said, people get mad at me all the time when I tell them this, oh, you're so divisive and mean-spirited, you're driving people apart. You know what Jesus said he came to do? Did Jesus say he came to bring a big prayer rally where everybody comes together? Or did Jesus say in Matthew 10, I did not come to bring peace, but I came to bring do you know what he said? A sword. And you know what the sword does? Separates. It's going to separate you from the worldly church systems if you choose Jesus. It's going to separate you from men like Lance if you choose Jesus. Jesus comes to separate his people to himself. Ecclesia, the church, that word church is ecclesia. It means called out ones. You must be called out of the culture. You must be called out of every false way. You got to be called out of your flesh. You got to be called out of the church systems to follow the Most High. That's what you have to do. And my website's designed to help people do that. If you want to stay in communication and Bible study, you got my email.
Yeah,
it's right on my website. Yep. You got a card yesterday.
Yeah, I got it yesterday.
Yep, you got my email. And if you ever want to study to be a disciple and you ever want to have daily fellowship and you're willing to obey all of God's word, me and my brother are here for you.
Awesome.
Sound good? So are you, like, I see you're on here. You work.
Yeah, so I was pressure washing.
Do you live somewhere? Or?
I live right behind Wendy's.
Oh, so, okay, so you're not.
Yeah, I just come out here to walk around.
Oh, okay, so,
hang out.
So I saw you, and I'm like, okay.
You're scruffy.
Well, no. I don't judge people. I just didn't know. You're a drifter. I don't even call them homeless anymore. We call them beggars, drifters, whatever, because a lot of them, I ministered all those people, You understand that. You see them all here, right? The directors and the beggars. Do you know they...
They're all gone, actually.
What happened?
Just,
What happened? We were here last year, inundated with them. What happened?
They just...
Cops throwing them out?
Some of them going to jail. One of them died. Some come and go.
Sad life.
Back.
Sad life. The reason I say this is I minister to thousands of them, and I offer them help, phone number, to get off the streets, to get off of drugs, to get a job. Do you know how many call me and say they want that help? None. They all choose this life. They're choosing it. Their sin is destroying them.
Yeah.
And I don't want that for them. I don't want that for you. You're not a beggar or drifter.
I met a kid out here a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. He's not from out here. He came out to work with a guy, and the guy's like, oh, I don't want you to, you know. And he was pretty cool, and I was like, hey, man, come on. Let's just go up to my house. Went and chilled. And
you said you don't live far from here?
No, yeah, I live like a quarter mile.
So you live what?
Like a quarter mile.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My daughter's daycare is right
behind
the Home Depot.
See, and that's why, another thing, ready? That's another thing why, be careful. Jesus said, judge rightly. Jesus said, judge rightly. So when I'm around here and I see a guy with a backpack on a bike, and I go, beggar. Look at, you're a guy that works and has a house, so we got to be careful how we judge.
Listen, you know what I did at Walmart the other day? I'm at Walmart. I'm buying a Christmas tree. I'm buying ornaments. I'm buying a whole thing for me and my daughter, right? And I see the security following me. I was like,
yeah.
Oh, no way. So I'm on this side of Walmart, and here's the milk side, and here's the Christmas tree side. I was like, I put the Christmas tree in my shopping carriage, and I walk over here, and I see him following me.
Yeah.
I walked all the way back, and I got my ornaments.
Yeah.
And then I walked over here to the milk section area, and then I walked back here, and I got my Christmas lights. Had him follow me around the store just for fun. And then I talked to him 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, come here, because he's a secret shopper. He's security, but he looks like he's shopping.
Yep.
I said, come here. He's like, what's up, bro? I was like, I thought he was going to be mean, but he was really a nice guy. I said, you want to know something funny? He's like, what? I said, first of all, I'm not homeless. Second of all, I got a pocket full of money.
Yeah.
Third, I have 100% custody of my daughter. I was like, I don't steal. And I said, honestly, I'm bored right now. I was just at my house playing my PS5 and all my games. I said, but I got bored, so I came to Walmart to watch you follow me around. He's like, bro, you're out of control.
Yeah, you got to be careful how we judge. And so let me go there. I talked about the cost to follow Jesus. So what you just described, I'm going to tell you in love. The Christmas tree and the ornaments. Do you know I can take you to Jeremiah 10?
So yeah,
it says that's a pagan practice that's been adopted into Christmas. That's the kind of stuff you got to leave behind Christmas.
Right.
And then you talk about like your video games and all that. If you follow Christ, is that a godly pursuit or a worldly idol pursuit? You'd have to leave all that. You'd have to surrender all that, huh? It's fun. It feeds your flesh.
You know what? It was.
It feeds your flesh.
You know what? I don't even play it. I do here and there.
I know. I'm just saying. You got to get rid of it, though, because you got to be in the Word. If you're going to be a born-again child of God, if you want eternal life, you got to trade your old life. Ready? So
what about...
So see my van? See my van? Ready? I want to give you a good analogy. See my van?
Yeah.
If I say, it's 12 years old. It's in good shape, but it's 12 years old. So if I take it to a dealer, and I look at a newer one, and I go, man, I need a newer one, right?
Yeah.
And I'm ready to get a newer van, and I go, okay, I'm ready to make a trade. He goes, okay, I'll trade you that one for this one, a little bit of money. And then I go to do that, and then I go, okay, but I want to keep this one too. And he goes, no, hold on a second. The deal is you trade the old one in, you give me some more money, you get the new one. You can't have both. You can't have your old life and say, I want Jesus, I want eternal life, but I still want some. Jesus says, exactly, he'll spit you out. Good job.
So... All right, I saw a thing on there about sports, and I feel like that's more of sitting down just watching TV. On your card, it says, like, don't get involved with sports.
Right. So,
but what happens if me and you are out playing basketball on a team? Is that different than doing an actual?
No.
Okay.
Let's talk about, so why do we say sports? Sports, what is sports? It's a physical exercise, which that in itself is not sinful. Like my wife and I take walks.
Yeah.
We usually are handing out gospel cards, but a walking is good. Actually, your body is designed to walk. God created you to walk, not run, not jump 3 feet in the air and slam. Yeah, exactly. Not putting on 50 pounds of muscle to tackle each other. Your body is made to walk. So the exercise I would tell people they should get is walking. And if you were a godly minister of the gospel, you'll never have to worry about exercise because you're walking all over to preach the gospel. You don't have to worry about exercise. But sports, what is it? When they play sports, are they trying to win something?
Yeah.
They're trying to win? Trying to win over their neighbor?
Okay.
What is covetousness?
Is that the ninth?
Yeah.
That's the ninth.
Covetousness is wanting what your neighbor has and wanting to win over your neighbor.
Good, because I was curious about these. I'm going to show you right here. I got it right here. I pulled up the 10 yesterday. Ten Commandments. Is that one of them that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the Ten Commandments. Nine, yeah, yeah. Don't be covetous. So sports is covetous. Oh, the Super Bowl's coming.
Yeah.
I want to win that trophy. So I'm knocking you out to win the trophy.
Oh.
That sound godly?
Okay, I gotcha.
It's also violent. Like football's violent. Yeah. Basketball can be violent. It's of the world. The world is what there's two worlds. The world God created. The trees, the birds, man, that's
even
good.
Even golf. Me trying to beat you is not not godly.
No.
We want to at least team up.
We want to be together about the things of God.
Gotcha.
And then plus you're dressing in worldliness.
It's so crazy. Just everything's so camouflaged. And you just don't even see
it. Right?
You know something? The other day when I was trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know the weed guy came up to me right after. And was Satan. Like, it was you and Satan. I was like, what is going on right now? Like, this guy doesn't want to talk to me.
Satan does that.
I went home, bro. I was like, I'm out of here.
Hey, well, hey.
I left. I'm like, I'm home with my buddy.
It wasn't, I didn't want to. Hey, wait. You just said I didn't want to talk to you.
Well, at first,
I gave you my card.
And
I said, reach out to you. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. I said, reach out to me. Because see, what I find is, ready in love. A lot of people want, like, I think this is what you wanted, and I want to correct you on this. A lot of people want, like, superficial spirituality. Ready? Hey, let's all pray together. So we all pray for 5 minutes and then we all go and we're not serious about the things of God.
Right.
The people that are really serious, look at us. We're serious. Okay. Go look at my website. We're serious. Look how we dress and live. We're serious. The Bible teaches us how to live serious in every, it means obey.
See, and I already knew that. I was sitting in there talking to my boy.
Yeah.
But then I had a question. I already.
So wait, let me go back to sports.
What's up with caffeine?
You understand about sports, right?
Yeah.
So sports is worldly, it's carnal, it's covetous, it's rowdy, and the Bible tells us to redeem the time. I want to go back to what I was talking about. James 4:4 says, if you're a friend of the world, there's two worlds. There's God created the world, which is good. Your daughter, right? You have a daughter?
Yeah.
Your daughter, you, trees, birds, that's good. Then there's this world Satan created. Bars, sports, politics, entertainment, modern churchianity. That's the world of man. The Bible says if you're a friend of the world, Satan's kingdom. Friend means fond of. If you're fond of the things of the world. So if you look at sports and go, I kind of like watching this. You're fond of it. The Bible says you're an enemy of God. Why? You're a friend of Satan's kingdom. You're supposed to be a friend of God. And Jesus said, you want to be my friend? Keep my commandments. Okay, so that's why you, and here's the thing, if you truly are born again, if you repent and cry out to God for the Holy Spirit, He changes your heart. Guess what? You no longer want that. You want the Word. You want holiness. You want to learn how to go preach the gospel. Sitting and watching sports is idle. It's a waste of time. It's vain. You think it's going to be in heaven? You think there's going to be NFL football in heaven, basketball in heaven? No. No. So do what now? What's going to be in heaven? So go ahead. You were talking about, what about caffeine?
Oh, no. I figured they're decaf anyway. Are they decaf?
I drink.
Is caffeine a drug?
No, you know what? There's a lot of chemicals in this world.
Like these.
Yeah, there's a lot of chemicals in this world. Now,
this is the only thing. Like, I feel like I'm not.
Are you addicted to it?
I mean, I drink a couple a week.
Oh, a couple a week. That's nothing. I probably drink 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day.
Yeah.
One caffeine in the morning, and I drink the rest decaf. I've quit before. I'm not addicted to it. Doesn't control me.
What do you feel about fasting, food-wise?
Well, fasting is...
I could fast from... I feel like my fasting, for the church thing, this is what somebody said, okay? But they want, like, they're fasting for the first 3 weeks of the year, so we could do something for God, so He gives us the rest of the year.
Yeah, fasting is a biblical concept. It all depends. Are we talking about true biblical saints, or are we talking about worldly compromised people and churchianity? All those churches, I'm going to offer you, if you're serious about the truth of God, forget the churches.
Okay.
Forget men like Lance for now.
Yeah.
Get in the Word and build your foundation on Christ and the gospel. And when you see the truth, all the counterfeits are easy to spot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm seeing.
Yeah, you're starting to see it. But guess what? God's given you light.
So
wait,
tricky.
God. Wait,
it can
wait.
Be so tricky.
God's given you light, Billy, but you know what happens with God? If He gives you light and you don't use it, you know what He'll do with it? He'll take it away.
Yeah.
He'll give it to somebody else that will use it. So He's given you light. You better step up and say, I'm going to be serious. I'm going to study the Word. I'm going to start changing, repenting of what's in my life. I want to be a disciple of Christ. A disciple follows Jesus. Doesn't follow all these man-made religions. You're going to be deceived that way. That makes sense? Yeah. So that's what we're here for. We I'm working through the book of Revelation verse by verse. We gather online. We just did the Lord's Supper last night all together. And if you're interested in having fellowship and studying to get yourself in line with the Word of God, we're here for you. Nice. Sound good? Yeah. Awesome. And don't say anything to Lance.
I won't say anything.
I won't say I met you. I'm just going to say, hey, I heard about you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to text him, and I want to start talking to him. And if you're curious, email me, and I'll tell you what the result was.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, take down my number.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hold on.
Great.